हेलो
हेलो,
हेलो, गुड मॉर्निंग
गुड मॉर्निंग।
मैम, आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम पैन अरब। इट्स अ मार्केट रिसर्च कंपनी बेस्ड इन द मिडल ईस्ट एंड करंटली वी आर कंडक्टिंग अ स्टडी अबाउट द एरिया एंड द कंट्री वेयर यू लिव इन। सो आई वुड बी थैंकफुल टू यू इफ यू कैन स्पेयर सम टाइम टू पार्टिसिपेट इन आवर स्टडी। मैम, हैव आई रीच्ड यू ऑन अ लैंडलाइन फोन और ऑन अ सेल फोन? हेलो, okay, am I speaking to the person who is 15 years or older?
No, I am about 28 years.
Okay, including yourself, how many people are residents of Kuwait age 15 or older currently living in your household?
Pardon?
Including yourself?
Yeah.
How many people who are residents of Kuwait age 15 or older currently living in your household?
Three.
Okay. And where do you live? Your governorate, Kuwait City, Hawali Ahmadi, Farwaniya Jahra, Mubarak Al Kabir?
Farwaniya.
Farwaniya, okay. Ma'am, can you please imagine a ladder with the steps numbered from 0 at the bottom to 10 at the top? Suppose we say that the top of the ladder represents the best possible life for you and the bottom of the ladder represents the worst possible life for you. So on which step of the ladder would you say you personally feel you stand at this time? Assuming that... Sorry?
In between,
like, oh, which, ma'am, you will select the number 10 to 0. 10 is the best possible life and 0 is the worst possible life.
5?
Oh, sorry?
5, otherwise 6, anyone.
Ma'am, your voice is not clear. It's very far.
Yeah, I think something problem is there.
Okay, so 5 or 6, I want a single answer. 5. Okay. Just your best guess, on which step do you think you will stand in the future, say about 5 years from now?
7.
Okay. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your standard of living, all the things you can buy and do?
Alhamdulillah, yes.
Satisfied. Right now, do you feel your standard of living is getting better or getting worse?
Better.
Getting better?
Yeah.
Does your home have a television? Access to the internet?
No.
Okay. Have there been times in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to buy food that you or your family needed? Have there been times in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to provide adequate shelter or housing for you and your family? Okay. Thinking about your work situation over the past 7 days, have you been employed by an employer? Even minimally, like for an hour or more, from whom you receive money or goods?
I am not working.
Okay. So again, thinking about the last 7 days, were you self-employed? Even minimally, like for an hour or more? This means like working for yourself, freelancing or doing any contract work, or working for your own or your family business? No? Okay. In the past 4 weeks, have you actively been looking for employment? Actively looking means like applying for the jobs or searching for jobs? No? Okay. Would you have been able to begin work had you been offered a job within the last 4 weeks? No? Okay. How would you rate economic conditions in Kuwait today as an excellent, good, only fair or poor? How would you rate economic conditions in Kuwait today as an excellent, good, only fair or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay. Right now, do you think the economic conditions in Kuwait as a whole are getting better or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse?
Yeah.
Okay. In Kuwait, do you have confidence in the following or not? Financial institutions or banks?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you currently own a business? No, okay. Would you rather have a job working for the government or working for a business?
Government.
Government, okay. This next section is about the banks and other formal financial institutions such as microfinance institutions. So ma'am, we are trying to... Okay, so we are just trying to understand how people across the world use financial institutions and how available they are to people. So please remember that... Yeah, so please remember all the information that will be provided is completely confidential. So So an account can be used to save money, to make or receive payments, or to receive wages or financial help. So do you, either by yourself or together with someone else, currently have an account at any of the following places, like a bank or a microfinance institutions or any another type of formal financial institutions? No? Okay. A debit card or ATM card is a card connected to an account at a financial institution that allows you to withdraw money, and the money is taken out of that account right away. Do you personally have a debit card or ATM card? No? Okay. A credit card is a card that allows you to borrow money in order to make payments or buy things, and you can pay the balance off later. Do you personally have a credit card, ma'am? Aside from a debit card or ATM card or credit card, do you have any other plastic card that you can use to make payments or purchases at a variety of places?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Please tell me whether each of the following is a reason why you personally do not have an account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution. Is it because you don't trust financial institutions?
No.
Okay. Because you don't have enough money to use financial institutions? Because financial services are too expensive? Okay. Because financial institutions are too far away? Because you don't have the necessary documentations like card, wage slip or anything, identity?
Not like that.
Because you can't get an account? Okay. Because you have no need for financial services at a formal institution? Okay, because of religious reasons? Because someone else in the family already has an account?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you said because you have no need for financial services at a formal institution, and because of someone else in the family already has an account, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in the past 12 months, have you used a mobile phone to pay bills or to send or receive money? In the past 12 months, have you personally made payments on bills or bought things online using the internet, ma'am? No, okay. So in the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money for any of the following reasons? How about to start or operate or grow a business or farm? Okay. Or for old age? For old age, have you personally saved or set aside money?
No.
Okay. For education or school fees? Okay. And in the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money by using an account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution?
In the past 12 months,
have you personally saved or set aside any money by using an account at a bank or any another type of formal financial institution?
No.
Okay. So in the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money for any reasons?
No.
No. Okay. Do you, by yourself or together with someone else, currently have a loan you took out from a bank or another type of formal financial institutions to purchase a home, an apartment or a land?
No.
Okay. So in the past 12 months, have you or by yourself or together with someone else borrowed any money from any of the following sources? Like, have you borrowed from a bank or a microfinance institutions or any other type of financial institution?
No.
Okay. And have you borrowed from a store by using installment credit?
No.
Or buying on credit, like on installments people buy? No? Okay.
No.
Have you borrowed from family or relatives or friends?
No.
No. Okay. Have you borrowed from an informal private lender?
No.
Have you borrowed for education or school fees?
No.
Any money? Okay. Have you borrowed for health or medical purposes?
No.
Okay. Have you borrowed to start, operate or grow a business or farm?
No.
No. Okay. Fine. Have you, by yourself or together with someone else, borrowed money from any sources for any reason in the past 12 months? For any reasons? Any other reasons?
No, ma'am.
No, huh? Okay. Do you personally have health or medical insurance coverage? Please include insurance that you have purchased as well as insurance that is provided by your government or through any employer or relative, no?
No, I don't.
Okay. So now imagine that you have an emergency and you need to pay 600 KD. How possible is it that you could come up with 600 KD within the next month. Is it very possible, somewhat possible, not very possible, or not at all possible? Not very possible. Okay. What would be the main source of money that you would use to come up with 600 KD within the next month? From savings, family, relative or friends, or money from working or a loan from an employer, or credit card or borrowing from a formal financial institution, or from relatives? Okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally made regular payments for electricity, water or trash collection, ma'am? So you have personally made regular payments for electric work? Not personally. Okay. Have you received any money from an employer or boss in the form of salary or wages for doing work in the past 12 months? No. Okay. So have you personally received any financial support from the government in the past 12 months? This money could include payments for educational or medical expenses, unemployment benefits, subsidy payments? No. Okay, ma'am. The next few questions will describe some made-up situations and include some numbers that can be complicated. This is not a test. It's only 60 seconds. Only 60.
No, I just want to ask.
Yeah.
Not a question.
Yeah.
Is this survey going for the Kuwaitis or the expatriates also?
For both, ma'am.
For both.
Yeah. So the next few questions will describe some made-up situations and include some numbers that can be complicated. This is not a test, so please respond the best you can. If you are unsure or don't know how to respond, just say so. Okay? Suppose you have some money. Is it safer to put your money into one business or investment, or to put your money into multiple business or investments? Okay. Suppose over the next 10 years, the prices of the things you buy double if your income also doubles. Will you be able to buy less than you can buy today, the same as you can buy today, or more than you can buy today?
More.
Okay. Suppose you need to borrow 100 KD, Kuwaiti dinar, which is a lower amount to pay back, 105 KD, or 100 KD dinar plus 3%? 100 KD. 100 KD dinar plus 3% or 105 KD?
105.
Okay. Suppose you put money in the bank for 2 years and the bank agrees to add 15% per year to your account. Will the bank add more money to your account the second year than it did the first year, or will it add the same amount of money both years? I repeat, suppose you put money in the bank for 2 years and the bank agrees to add 15% per year to your account. Will the bank add more money to your account the second year than it did the first year, or will it add the same amount of money both years? So it's more or the same? Okay. The same amount of money both the years? If you want, I can repeat again. So just sub.
No need. I don't know that.
Sorry?
No.
If you want, I can repeat the question, ma'am. Suppose you put money in a bank for 2 years. And the bank agrees to add 15% per year to your account. Bank agrees to add 15% per year to your account. Will the bank add more money to your account the second year than it did the first year, or will it add the same amount of money both years? Okay. Suppose you had 100 KD in a savings account and the bank adds 10% per year to the account. How much money would you have in the account after 5 years if you did not remove any money from the account? More than 150 KD, exactly 150 KD, or less than 150 KD? More than 150 KD. Okay. Could you please tell me, ma'am, what's your age? 28. 28. And what is the highest level of education you have completed? You have completed elementary, intermediate, secondary, bachelor's or master's? Okay. And more specifically, how many years of formal education have you completed? After 12, how many years? Okay. And are you married? Okay. How many children under 15 years of age are now living in your household? Three under 15. In the past 12 months, did this household receive help in the form of money or goods from another individual living inside Kuwait, living or living in another country, both or neither? In the past 12 months, did this household receive help in the form of money or goods from another individual living inside Kuwait or living in another country, or both or neither? Neither. Okay. In the past 12 months, did this household send help in the form of money or goods to another individual living inside this country or living in another country, or both or neither? So, living in another country. This household send help in form of money or goods? Okay. What is the total monthly household income in Kuwaiti dinars before taxes? Approximately, it's 1,000 above.
I
Sorry?
don't have any idea about that.
Approximately. Okay, no problem. So, which one of these phrases come closest to your own feelings about your household's income these days? Are you living comfortably on present income or getting by on present income or finding it difficult on present income or finding it very difficult on present income? Living comfortable on present income? Were you born in Kuwait or not? Not in Kuwait. Did you move to this country within the last 5 years? In which country you were born? Okay. Do you have a landline telephone in your home that you use to make and receive personal calls? Okay. You are a national of India, ma'am? Ma'am, thank you so much for taking the time to answer these questions, but could we have your permission to contact you again to learn a bit more about your thoughts and opinions? What telephone number would you prefer we use to recontact you in the future? The same number which I have dialed, this is your personal number? 669-83025. We may wish to contact you like via email. What is your primary email address if you have one? You don't have any email ID? What is your good name, ma'am? Rehana. And you do not have landline, right? This is a mobile number, 669-83025, right? Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for your cooperation and time, ma'am. Have a great day. May God bless you.